Y'all better not come to my studio with that fake shit. Y'all better not come to my funeral with that fake shit. Y'all better off realizing there's nothing that y'all could do with me. All I ever ask is keep it 8 more than 92 with me. 100.
What up, though? It's Mother's Day. It's Mother's Day, Brent.
Wonderful day.
Wonderful day, huh?
Yeah.
Damn. Happy Mother's Day to everyone that had a baby. That's a baby mama. It's hard being a mom.
Is it?
It's hard. The hardest part about being a mom is like knowing that you, like, you know how like if you do something bad, you're like, damn, I fucked up. But if you do something bad as a mom, it's like, what are you doing?
What do you mean do something bad? Like be as a mom,
yeah,
or just
like,
bad?
Be
period?
A bad example, or like just a bad parent. Like it's a lot of bad parents, like a lot. And I just feel like as a mom, the biggest part of it to me is like you're responsible for somebody. Like, you know, I could fuck myself up. I could just not do anything with myself and just be a bum ass bitch, like just whatever. But right. When you have a kid, it's like they didn't ask to be born.
Yeah, it's a lot of responsibility. A lot of people don't respect our responsibility, and there you have bad parents.
Yeah, so when I knew I was going to be a mom, I was like, oh my God, I'm going to have to do so many things differently. Like, I really can't gamble with, like,
going to jail.
And I went to jail.
Yeah, you did.
I went to fucking jail. I never got arrested until I became a mom. All these years of ass, I've been whooping ass up and down cities, states, and countries. And, you know, never went to jail. Never, you know, I don't really commit any crime, you know.
But, yeah.
So it's not like I was going to go to jail for robbing somebody or doing dumb shit. I don't do any of that shit. But I went to jail.
For sure went to jail.
And that's what I was thinking about, like, oh my God, what is Aiden going to think? Like, what is he going to say? Like, how's he going to feel?
Yeah, you were worried about that, I remember.
Yeah, I was so scared. And I was just like, oh my God, I'm going to be a bad mom. He's going to think I'm a bad mom.
He understood.
Yeah, he did. Because he a real nigga, like his mama. So I felt good about it, but I had a good Mother's Day. I wanted to say thank you to you.
You're welcome.
I attempted to not get out of bed today, but you forced me out and into the social areas of the house.
Yeah, it was people here. Well, not people. My mom was here. We all was out.
We all could have just came in the room with me.
I thought we was going to eat and chill and watch the game. And you talk about, I ain't getting out to bed. I'm like, damn. Oh, you just going to chill. Like,
yeah, what do I need to get out of bed for? There's a big ass TV in our room. Our bed is big as shit, comfortable. Look at the view. You opened the blinds for me. I had a beautiful view. I was chilling.
I just thought we was eating like together. That's what,
yeah, we could have ate in the room.
No.
Don't act like we never ate in our bedroom before.
No, I don't got nothing against it, but I'll eat in there. I don't want Aiden to eat in there.
Well, thank you again for the gifts. You know, I appreciate the gifts. They're very
sweet.
Was
the gifts or was the food your favorite part?
Easily the food. Like, gifts is like, you're rich, so you're fucking rich, so you can buy me anything you want. You know what I mean? Like, gifts to me, like there's meaningful gifts. You know, there's gifts that can have more meaning, you know, that aren't expensive and all that stuff. But, you know, gifts are things that they're tangible things, which, when, you know, everybody likes tangible things sometimes, you know, and it doesn't have to be for Mother's Day. It can be for just because. But, you know, you cooked for me, and it wasn't Blue Apron. There wasn't any instructions. I instructed you verbally.
On the potatoes. I needed that. I didn't really know what to do.
Yeah, but it was good. It was really good. You did a great job. I was impressed.
That was my first time making a
baked sweet potato.
I baked sweet potato and I made asparagus and the peppers on the grill. That was my first time doing that too.
Yeah, they were great. Nice and burnt, a little crunchy on one side.
I gave you the little burnt side.
You know exactly how I like them. That was perfect. It was really good.
So I did that, you know, trying to expand my cooking horizons, try some new things.
Well, I appreciate it very, very much.
You're welcome.
And I don't know. I guess we had a toast to next year. It's like every year I get spoiled on Mother's Day. It's kind of cool. Do you want to tell everybody how you broke Aiden's Mother's Day present?
What?
To me?
That wasn't my bad, though.
What do you mean it wasn't your bad?
I mean, it was like under some stuff and I sat and heard the crack.
No, Brent. It was sitting right there on the seat. I put it there.
It was under the book bag.
Mm-mm. You moved the book bag. Brent broke. Aiden got me a picture frame, a real glass picture frame, and he drew out this beautiful flowers. He colored it, and then he wrote out like mother and each the beginning of it was an acronym for each letter of mother.
Great gift. And this beautiful.
Yeah, and so I had it in the back seat of the car, and this nigga Brent sat on it and just crunched it. And let me just tell you how Aiden run this house. Brent immediately, where'd you go? Michael's?
No, I just went to Walmart.
Went to Walmart.
I was hoping it would be able, because Walmart's pretty close. I was just hoping it was in there, and I found a bunch of frames and it worked out.
Yeah, so this nigga went immediately to Walmart, because if Aiden would have walked in this house and saw that shit cracked, let me tell you, it would have been World War III up in here.
I just felt bad. Like, he really...
On it hard.
I felt like he really liked that gift.
Yeah, he did, but it was so funny. When you broke it, your face, you were so scared.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
As soon as I heard the crack, I knew what it was. I'm like, oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
I had to go help my young boy up.
Right.
Don't ruin his gift.
You want to know what was so funny, Brent?
What?
We were both in the bathroom shaving at the same time.
We were?
Yes. I was in the shower and you were at the sink.
Oh.
And I was like, babe, do you want to use my razor? And you was like, no, I'm good. Why you want to use my razor?
Because I thought you had one of those.
Those the little, pink?
Yeah. No, I'm not rolling.
I do have those, but you know what? I don't even use them anymore because now I am a member of the Dollar Shave Club.
I forgot about that.
Yes, you forgot.
Completely forgot.
That's why I was telling you to use it, because the razor is so dope. Like, it's so dope. And they deliver it to your house. You don't have to go to the store. Like, I was in such a rush trying to shave my pits. And I was like, oh, my God. And I was looking for my little pink one. And I was like, oh, snap, Aiden, grab my Dollar Shave Club razor. And he's like, what is that? What is that? And I actually showed it to him.
Right.
And he thought it was yours. He thought it was a man's razor. And I was like, no. Because it wasn't pink. You know, and yeah, it wasn't like plastic. It wasn't flimsy. And
yours
like
is very girly looking.
Like. Yeah. And these are like, you know, these are legit razors. I feel like my razor shouldn't be pink. It doesn't need to be pink. It doesn't need to be flimsy. It needs to work. That's what it really needs to do.
Does it work?
It works good as shit.
It looked good. You look good now. You look good.
I just like how, like, you know, girls' armpits, like, it's like a very sensitive area.
I would imagine, like, that could be bad.
I see a lot of nasty armpits.
Like, you could get those bumps.
The bump skidlies.
It's just, yeah, the bump skidlies. You do not want those.
In the pits, yeah. And I think that comes from using a lot of cheap razors that you have to continually run across your skin over and over and over. And with the Executive Razor from Dollar Shave Club and the Dr. Carver Shave Butter, I literally have to only do it like 3 times. I wasn't even like comfortable at first. I was like, is it really gone? Like, I was touching my pits like, oh shit, 3 swipes, boom, 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 and it's gone.
Legit. I'm glad to see you grew up in your razor game. You had that adolescent razor.
I had the childish razors. You're right. Those are childish. Like, now I feel childish. Now I understand why, you know, sometimes if I have to hit my Pikachu, my flower area, you know, like in between waxes, if I got to, you know, get in a bikini or something, you have to shave and you use those little cheap razors. That's why you get the razor bumps. You have to sign up for Dollar Shave Club. Like, it's a no-brainer. It's the smart choice. You're going to get a great shave at a great price. It's convenient. They deliver it right to your door. Like, what else do you need?
That sounds like a great deal.
It's the, not pink.
Coming to your door. Anytime something comes right to your door, it's
fucking
tough
lit.
To beat.
It's fucking lit. Anything that comes to your door is also important, I feel like. Because them little pink shits, they not delivering those. The little pink, the little sea foam color. No. You know, the shave cream in the metal can that foam up. This does not foam up. The shave butter is clear. You can see through it.
So that's a benefit because...
Because you can actually see, like, you don't know if the hair is gone when you use that foamy shit.
Oh.
Like, okay. You can't really see.
You're saying you can see what's... Okay.
You can't even see it on the razor even because the foam is everywhere.
Right.
It's covering everything. So with the clear shave butter...
You see what they did there.
You see what they did there.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, this shit is bomb. You guys got to sign up for Dollar Shave Club because for a limited time, new members get their first month of the Executive Razor with a tube of their Dr. Carver Shave Butter for only $5 with free shipping. After that, razor is just a few bucks a month. That's a $15 value for only $5. In your first month box, you get an awesome weighty handle and full cassettes of 4 1-2-3-4 cartridges and a tube of the shave butter. Like, that's why when I told you when you were shaving, I was like, use mine. I have 4 cartridges in there, so all you have to do is pop mine out. And pop yours in.
Yeah.
See, I'm learning that. I use girl razors. Our shit don't do that.
Nah, you like I said, it's good that you've grown up.
I have. And after your first month, replacement cartridges are shipped automatically at their regular price. There's no hidden fees and there's no commitment. Cancel anytime you like. You can only get this offer exclusively at dollarshaveclub.com/Miko. That's dollarshaveclub.com/MIKO. Get your life though. So we a little laid back right now. We chilling. I think we got to turn this up a little bit.
All right, cool.
So we got to call AJ.
Oh god.
We're gonna call AJ Francis to join us to talk about some mo shit, some sports shit, everything. And usually it's pretty exciting, but let's call AJ.
Yo.
What's good?
What's good?
We live,
baby. We live. This nigga Brent got to get his headphones with his big waffle-headed ass. He is so unprepared. What up, though?
Man, I'm blessed. I just got back from seeing my family in Arkansas.
My nigga, your snaps. Your snaps, dog.
Yo,
your snaps, dog. I was hollering at your family.
Yeah, they is definitely white people.
White people. W Y P I P O. White people.
Damn, AJ went out there to hunt some wild boar on a low.
absolutely white people. Without a doubt, they are white people. It was one of the most incredible / crazy / amazing experiences ever because I realized what crazy, crazy, insane roots that my family really has come from.
Are you nervous? Do you feel like that might be in your DNA or something?
Oh, no, I'm too much of a coon. all that got out of me at an early age, I think.
Oh, man, AJ.
So you full coon then. You got too much nigridom in you.
For sure. Pioneer City definitely took it out of me, for sure, without a doubt.
Oh, my God. So you spent Mother's Day with your mom?
Yeah.
How was it? She's dope.
It was very It was dope. I saw her Mother's Day 2 years ago, and I saw her a couple Mother's Days since then. I mean, before then, too. But, like, being at home for Mother's Day and, like, at her house for Mother's Day, it had been a while. So it was real dope, for sure.
Cool. Glad you got to do that. You know, we was over here.
You got these s'mores.
You got these s'mores, you fat ass. You always got to bring up the snacks.
AJ,
you got these s'mores.
He always down for the snacks. I respect it.
Unfortunately, they didn't have gluten-free graham crackers.
Oh, shit. Shut your ass up.
Brit would have been ass out, but.
Put it on a brick. I would just
had to sit the fun
just
out.
Sit it on his hand. He anyway. Just put the chocolate and the marshmallow on his hand, yeah. And let it melt. Nah. And just lick it off.
He had to put the marshmallow on the stick and just ate the stick with it.
Shoot a branch. My poor baby and his food allergies, man. Yeah. We went to the. I feel bad bringing this up, but I don't give a shit. We went to the, American Heart Association?
Oh, you just going
to
bring another instance of me not being able to eat
yeah.
the whole night? Okay.
My nigga.
You going to give this nigga some more ammo? Okay.
It was
I appreciate it.
It was only funny because he really literally like picked through every plate to like see if there was even a chance of a morsel of something he could eat. Oh my god, it was so sad. I felt so sorry for him. I was just like, damn. But real nigga said, hey, Postmates, let's go. Boom. Postmates
damn,
delivered.
Man.
My nigga got a meal and he turned up on the dance floor. We had a good time.
You know what? The craziest part is like before Brent knew he had this celiac, we used to house pizzas for pizza machines.
Yeah.
House them.
I'm talking about both of y'all used to have your own two type of shit. I would come in like, can I get a slice? Yeah, one.
Yeah, I used to fuck up pizza. And now I can't even look at it without my stomach hurting.
My nigga is allergic to tomatoes, dog. My man is allergic to tomatoes.
I don't think the tomatoes is bad.
Brent, you be saying that dumb shit.
I don't think it is. It came up on a test, so I just stay away from it, but.
Okay, eat a tomato then.
I will.
Mm-hmm.
I've been saying I'm going to try.
Apples. You can't bite into them.
Yes, you can. I used to bite right into tomato, put some salt right on it and bite it.
Because you basically a rabbit. That's what we've already determined this.
Yeah, I always Meek eat like three bites or something and she full like, oh, I'm stuffed.
Fuck both of y'all. That is not true. I just can eat more meals throughout the day.
What's your meal don't count as a meal. Like
for me it is.
Three asparagus spears is not a meal, Meek.
Hey, you said two apricots a meal does not make?
Nigga, does not
I'm
make.
Not listening to Brent. He trying to make, now people going to think I have an eating disorder or some shit. Like
no,
I don't
think you
eat.
Got an eating disorder. I just think you got a small stomach. You got an adolescent tummy. That's all.
Just because you got to cut an avocado in half and save half for later don't mean that you got an eating disorder.
Just got a small tummy, that's all.
I see where this is going. I see where this is going. Fuck both of y'all. Okay, we were supposed to be cracking jokes on Brent, AJ. I don't know how it turned into me.
Y'all gave me a lane and I took it. I had to get out of it.
This nigga.
The great ones know how to take a shot when they get it. You know
this nigga
done
flipped the whole shit on me. Now I'm bulimic. Now I throw up. Now I throw up my food. What's next?
Nobody said nothing about you throwing up.
Oh my god! I eat.
You know what's funny is I throw up almost every time y'all be naked working out. What the fuck? Why y'all just decide all of a sudden we don't like clothes when we work out? What is up with this?
No. I started it, and the only reason I started it is because I legit be in my bedroom trying to decide what workout outfit to wear in my own home gym, my nigga. Like, why?
I feel you.
Why do I have to put an outfit on?
I feel you. And that makes so much sense. But look at it from my perspective. You my nigga's wife, and I got to watch you work out in your drawers.
AJ, when, I always give the walk in, down the hallway, so that's your cue to tap through the next few.
The pictures you post on Instagram, you be working out in your drawers, the videos, and I'll be like...
AJ, it's like a swimsuit.
Yeah, it's a swimsuit, but no, it's not. You're not at the beach.
Brent, how do you feel about it?
With it. If I wasn't, I would have said something by now.
I mean, who do you think's holding the camera when I'm working out is what I want to know.
And trust me, I get it. You know what I'm saying? But I just feel like I know you in a biblical sense more than I probably should. More than I should, I think. That's what I'm just saying.
My bad, AJ. You know what? It probably is hard to follow me if you like really my peoples. Like even my uncle, because I'm wild. I'm me though. That's me. You gonna get some funny snaps. You gonna get some food snaps. You gonna get these sports snaps, and then you gonna get some ratchet meek snaps. That's what it is. You just gotta tap through them. Just tap.
Yeah, that's what I be doing. As soon as I see you naked, I just be tap.
Naked.
AJ, I put on full underwear. Let me tell you how many times I've contemplated wearing a thong or a G-string, and I say, you know what? That's just far.
Yeah, that would be too far.
This is far. Brent, yeah.
In garage.
Yeah, so I just be like, you know what? Yeah, let me just put on full big draws is what I call those. The big draws. The big Jones.
Hey, that's funny.
Hey, at least I'm working out, though. You know, at least I'm working out. It's a lot of people that's just not working out. I'm trying to motivate people. You know, I show my flaws. You can't hide your flaws in your drawers, you know.
That's 100% true.
Yeah.
You cannot. I'm going to start working out in banana hammocks and see.
Oh, God. See how your traffic pickup
turns out. Yeah.
Yeah,
oh my God. Nigga, AJ, if I catch you on Snap in a hammock, my nigga, I'm calling Tots. I'm not even gonna say nothing to you, my nigga. I'm calling Tots. I'm gonna be like, Tots, what we doing, dog?
Man, you a sicko.
What we doing with the hammock, my nigga?
For that, even that thought, you're a sick fuck.
Oh my God.
Leopard print, nigga.
AJ, we hopped off this Mother's Day topic, but I wanted to ask, when you gonna shoot the club up, though?
Man, I be shooting the club up all the time.
Oh, that's on birth control?
No, you know, sometimes that shit is hard for people.
You know what? I tell people all the time, I say this a lot, and I say people don't understand how truly difficult it is to get pregnant. And I think it's because it happens so many times because everybody's fucking. But there's legit a 72-hour window every month that you can get pregnant. And you can really drop it down to like a 12-hour window low-key. But there's a 72-hour window that you have to be literally at your best swimmers swimming at that time to get pregnant. Or you're not going to get pregnant.
And then even if that happens... 1 in 3 eggs that get fertilized don't implant on the wall.
Boom. Talk about it.
So, I didn't know all that.
So even if you fuck around and do hit the egg, split the head, you know what I'm saying? then from that point, you got to go out and hope that you got a 33% chance.
Yeah. It's a lot. It's a whole lot. It's a whole motherfucking lot. Today, Aiden asked for a baby again. Nigga said he tired of playing with himself.
Yeah. So, did he word it that way?
Yes. It might actually be on my Snapchat, too. The nigga said he tired of playing with himself. And since we get tired of playing with him faster than tired, he feel like I should have another baby.
Man, give that nigga 10 more years. He'll never get tired of playing with himself.
He will not. He would get to know
himself.
That's
one thing he won't do.
He would get to know himself really well.
I mean, I was like, Aiden, mommy's already skinny. I got back in shape. I told you when I got back in shape, if you and daddy hadn't made, you know what I'm saying, a collective decision on another sibling, it was a wrap. And now I feel like I'm back in shape. It's a wrap. It's a fucking wrap. Not doing
it. 41 Savage.
It's 41 Savage. About to be 42 Savage in 6 weeks, my nigga. Turn up.
Oh.
And I told him I introduced adopting children to him today.
And what he say?
He rolling.
I need to know this nigga's opinion.
He said he rolling.
Oh, I'm with it. Yeah, I'm with him. Yeah, that's
but
a good move.
Well, the problem is
a lot of kids.
No. What the problem is him and his other sibling Brent.
What?
they want the kid to be like six already or something. Like no. It's no shade to the older kids that need to be adopted, but I don't feel comfortable bringing somebody else's issues in my house. That's too old for me.
That is a weird spot.
I can see it both ways. I can see it both ways. What a good place to start for me, if I was going to adopt, I want to adopt young enough that if I decided to lie and say that you was my kid, you didn't remember that you wasn't.
That could be two or three.
You know what I'm saying? Realistically, how many memories do you have from two or three?
That's
true.
You know
what I'm saying?
Yeah, you could do that at two or three.
Yeah, but I'm just talking about the mental things that have already occurred in the child's life around two or three.
Yeah,
that could be serious. You know?
Yeah.
And
you,
so
you're not wrong.
That's what.
So here's what you got to do. You have to do one of two things, okay, if you do adopt. You either have to adopt a black child so that you can keep it real, or you have to adopt a white child.
To keep it real.
The reverse Angelina, yes.
Yeah, to keep it real.
How would that be keeping it real?
You're white, first of all, so it's kind of like, like it's our kid anyway.
Okay.
You know, Aiden's that's getting.
The, we need more down white brothers.
Yeah, we need more. Work. We need some white kids to be raised by the culture. You know, in a black household, so people can see, like, you know, what it's really like. I think it's a good idea.
You always see. I know at least 10 motherfuckers that was black and was adopted by white families that had a great life and went to private school and had all of that. And there's nothing wrong with that. But I just want to see it the other way around for once.
I don't know that many adopted people. You know a lot of adopted kids?
There's a lot of adopted kids, right?
Because I had a scholarship to go to private school in high school, and a lot of black kids that go to private school are adopted by white families.
Yeah, because
I can name three off the top of my head.
Damn.
It's very true. Very true.
Every adopted person I ever seen has been Asian. That's not a trick. That's just
you know what? Brent think he's slick. AJ. Brent think he's slick. Brent think he's slick. You just brought up your old bitch real quick. Did you just bring up your old bitch? The adopted bitch?
That wasn't the only one that was Asian, though.
I don't give a shit. You just brought up. She was adopted, nigga. I know. I remember.
I told you that before.
Yes, nigga.
Oh. Well, yeah.
You are not low, my nigga.
This shit happened to me all the time. I told you that before. Damn.
My nigga just brought up some old work on the low. That bitch is still stalking you, too, by the way, on Instagram. I be seeing her.
How do you know that?
She likes my pictures all the time on accident.
How do you know it's an accident? Maybe she likes
your because
pictures.
She unlikes it. I can tell. She's creepy.
Oh, that would be a way to find out.
Yes.
The unlike tells more than the like.
When I see the notification that you liked it and then I go and look and you didn't like it, that means you creeping. You playing games.
Oh.
She's stalking you still. And you just brought her up. What? Wait a minute.
Shut the hell up.
Let me find out. Let me motherfucking find out, AJ.
Me think I want the whole thing back.
Man, you do like Asian girls, Brent. You like Asian girls,
hey,
Brent. Oh my God.
Hey, if Brent, it make like, you feel, if it make you feel any better, Miko,
what?
If Brent ever did get the whole thing back, I would definitely lie to your face and say that he did it. So.
And I would really appreciate that. That would, I mean, dead ass. Don't tell me nothing, nigga. Cause
appreciate that. Right?
Don't tell me shit, nigga.
I would lie directly to
my your face. Nope.
To face.
Not true.
I ain't never seen this bitch before. That
bitch,
in
that
life.
Bitch lying. Fade her, me. Fade her. She lying.
Whoop her ass, me.
But
damn.
Anyways, Brent asked me for a DNA test today.
Yeah, man. Ain't getting too dark, man. This is crazy.
Nigga asked me for a DNA test on Mother's Day, dog.
Yeah, I said, hey, I know it's Mother's Day, but this shit is getting ridiculous. I need a DNA test. That.
Hey, look. So why did I see a picture of Aiden on your snap 2 weeks ago? I was like, damn, this little nigga black now. He
ain't even light skin
no more.
No, he used to be so. I used to have to keep him in the house. He used to burn like Brent. Like he used to be so pale, and his skin would burn like trying to hang out in the pool with me all day. And I'm like, damn, I really got a white baby. Like, what the fuck, you know? And now this nigga is black. Like he is black.
Yeah.
Like black.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just like. Figure the proceedings to get this test.
Oh my God, bro. He looked just like you when until he was 2 years old. And then after two, he morphed into me.
Hey, well, whatever.
He had that same big light bulb head.
Whatever you got. Wanna say.
I'm going to be on Maury. Look at his nose. Brent, the nose. Look.
Man, we going to see.
We going to see. Hey,
Damn.
AJ.
What the postman look like?
Right. Ooh.
That nigga black or nah?
That's a white man. We got a white postman. Well, here. We had a black lady in Atlanta.
Oh, you doing that? Mm-hmm. You doing that?
Freaky deaky with her. Freaky deaky.
I heard about 10 years ago. I don't know if they could do it yet. I heard like 10 years ago in science class, they was working on the way to make sperm out of woman bone marrow.
Oh,
you doing
shit.
That freaky deaky shit, Nick?
Oh,
you that freaky deaky shit?
Hell no, but speaking of freaky deaky, did y'all see that they making like a whole bitch now? Like a whole bitch
that you can have sex with.
She talk to you like you could program her to be whatever type of bitch you want. You want an aggressive bitch? You want passive?
You want a switch in the back?
No, it's like a program. Like she's like a Tesla.
You can plug her in and update it.
Yeah,
Tesla.
She like a Tesla.
You can update it over air.
But you can fuck her though.
It got Wi-Fi.
Yeah,
and she's still more real than these Instagram bitches.
Wait up! Let me find out. You can. You
it's
can
a whole bitch.
You can Wi-Fi.
A whole bitch. You can buy a whole bitch. It was a nigga wheeling one around the mall in a fucking.
You gotta be a different
in a fucking
level
wheelchair.
Dog.
Talking to her and everything.
Shut up.
Nigga, I'm not kidding.
That's a different level right there.
My nigga, wheeling her around the mall, getting her a Mother's Day gift.
I refuse to believe that nigga was wheeling.
My nigga.
I refuse. It's one thing to have some girl, this Y'all, little fake girl in the house that's in the closet that you just pull out and do what you want. But... the wheeler around, that's a whole nother level. Because
you
weirdo.
Niggas, let me tell you how social media
well,
has
here's the
fucked
thing, though,
shit
Brent,
up.
Here's the thing. You got to think about this, though. So, God made the horse, but man made the car. And one is much more superior than
yes,
the other.
Fact.
What if, by some stroke of genius, a man made the perfect pussy? Now, stick with me now.
I'm all with you. I'm with you.
What if, by some stroke of genius, a man made a woman that thinks like a man?
Mm.
I mean.
She got titties, ass. She don't talk back. Now, she can't cook.
Happy and she can't cook anyway.
And she can't suck your dick either. They haven't gotten that far yet.
Okay, yeah, that then it's not.
So y'all still need us. Y'all still need us. So roll it back. Reel it back in.
Y'all still serve a purpose.
You heard AJ changes too.
Reel it back in. Reel it back in. She ain't sucking dick yet, AJ. God. Not yet. She's not. She's not sucking dick.
Nah, I still can't get.
I don't necessarily need a dick suck all the time.
Wow. Okay.
But not having the ability to get one ever, that's a deal breaker for sure.
I still can't roll with you wheeling her around the mall though.
My nigga, it's a lot of men that really do not have any type of like social skills with women. Like they don't know how to talk to women.
Well, talk to her at the house. Don't wheel her around the mall.
No, nigga, they are in character. Nigga, they are not breaking scene. This is real life for them. Pretty soon, you're going to have to accept this. This is happening.
Yeah.
This is happening.
I think before we die, it's going to be some real store-bought wives out here.
It probably will happen, but you're a different level. You are a whole different level weirdo for that.
You're right. You're not wrong.
That's all I'm going to say about that.
Oh, my God. Sickening. I wanted to give you guys an opportunity to have some La Liga or Premier League talk because some people. I'm sorry, AJ. It's no shade.
Let me hear what the talk is.
You guys talk amongst yourselves. What's going on? I mean,
first of all, I'm pissed off.
Go ahead.
Pissed off because this nigga Brent and his squad, Bayern Munich, was supposed to smite the demons that are Real Madrid and all their terrible fans. And instead, they let me down. Like my team, Arsenal, let us down versus them.
All right, first off, the first game, whatever happened, it was a close game.
Nigga said whatever happened.
Red card, they finished, they lose by one. And then the second game, Real had the refs in their pocket. There's nothing you could do against that. They got two offsides goals. They had a terrible red card that didn't happen. Dude stole tackle.
Yeah,
it was garbage.
How y'all get two red cards in two separate games? How y'all play a man down in two different games?
That's called fishy. It's called hella euros in the ref's pocket. That's what it's called.
They was cheating, boo.
Man, they was cheating, my niggas. But you know they ball. Real's a good team. They're both really good. So with the rest,
so you guys are out.
Bayern's out.
Bayern's out. I didn't know that. I thought
Champions
she was still
League
in.
Final is I believe is this week. It might be. It might be Wednesday.
It's Real versus Juventus.
I got Juventus.
Juventus.
I pray to God. I hope to God that they beat Real because I don't think I could live through another championship for Real that my friends get to brag about. They're the worst. Yeah. They're the worst.
This would be back-to-back. It's never happened before.
Oh, God.
So if they win this
back-to-back, you guys would just have to eat that.
Yeah,
you just got to eat it. You got to just deal with the bragging.
You're not going to hear from your friends
you
if they
deal
win
with
the
it.
First ever yeah. Champions League repeat. Never going to hear the end.
But, never. In a million years, never. But here's the good thing that can come from this, though. Arsenal is still has the opportunity to finish top four in the EPL and get in next year's Champions League.
And play Bayern again?
Hopefully not.
Right. I'm about to say, nigga, that's an L.
I don't understand how all these other teams get to play fucking FC Basel and Monaco and fucking Nice and fucking these fucking German, I mean, not these German teams, these fucking teams from Denmark and fucking... they get to play FC Beşiktaş from Turkey and yet we get to fucking play Bayern Munich.
Y'all get the savages.
You know what I'm saying? Like PSG. Like, we don't ever get no smooth, simple shit. Like,
y'all gotta go through Bayern, bro. That's what Arsenal has to do.
It makes it more sweeter that way.
Yeah, it doesn't because we don't
you can't
win
get through.
Ever.
You never do.
Hey, you know what? It's a lot of people that don't have rings because of Jordan.
Yeah, you're right.
That's true.
Unfortunately, you're right.
It's hella great.
But luckily, the good thing coming up is, though, that Arsenal is in the FA Cup final against Chelsea, who just clinched the damn EPL championship. So, yeah. Fuck Chelsea. But we get to play them for the FA Cup final, which is like England's one knockout elimination tournament.
Yeah.
And we make that final every year, but we can't ever win the fucking EPL, though. Ever.
That's weird.
Never.
I wonder what that is. Never.
It's like
because for some reason, when it's just one game, we're like, all right, let's beat these niggas' ass. But when it's consistent games throughout the season, they're like, I guess we can lose to West Ham. It's cool. We don't really care. We don't really care about beating Norwich City. No, it's like.
I feel you. I see what's going on.
Well, we never talk about baseball, you guys. So only time I want to talk about baseball is because the Yankees retired Jeter's number. Do you guys care? Yeah. Do you valid. Guys care?
Valid retirement number. I mean, I hear it's not much bad you could say about Derek Jeter.
There's a lot of bad you could say about Derek Jeter. As a woman.
I would love to know what that is.
Yeah.
Like, as a woman.
I'm talking about baseball here. What are you talking about?
No.
He fucked a lot of bad bitches. You can say that.
Dog ass nigga.
All right, we don't care about that.
Dog ass nigga get his jersey retired on Mother's Day. Fuck out of here.
Come on.
I saw something funny as shit.
I'm not a Yankees fan, but you know he had a lot of clutch hits. He just made big plays in big moments. It probably is shortstops that are
better than him. Yeah.
But it's just like he played for the Yankees.
So he's like Richard Sherman then.
And he what?
Yeah, that's a comparable comparison.
Okay,
that's a very comparable comparison.
Got it. I got it. Never watched the play ever again. But from that explanation, he's Richard Sherman. Cool, got it.
What's crazy is this nigga Jeter's all-star team of the youngest he done been with is up there with Drake, and not a lot of niggas can say that. So you got to give him his props off that alone.
What the joints?
Miss Universes and Tyra Banks.
See what I'm saying? This is what I said. Fuck that nigga. Like, this nigga ran through everybody.
He got an amazing squad.
He ran through some hoes.
He got an amazing squad.
And then he got
hats off to
his
him.
Jersey retired
that
on
is
Mother's
why.
Day.
They're not even retiring his jersey for baseball. That's
it's
what
for the hoes.
Yes, exactly.
That's sick.
That's what they retired
like,
that man's
all
jersey.
You women. All of you women that had all those abortions from Derek Jeter.
Why? How you know they had abortions? God.
What do you mean?
That's just a given that a girl had an abortion?
Okay. And where the kids at? He done fucked all these women.
He got a mean pullout game, or he always.
Oh, you don't know, nigga. You can't tell if a nigga pullout game's strong or not. Not looking at him.
He got a mean
pullout.
Valid.
Okay. I can't argue.
He's hella responsible. He always strapped.
Sorry for thinking that he paid off a whole bunch of abortions. Sorry.
Yeah, that's thinking the worst. Just like a woman.
Yeah. Remember what I told you about thinking like a man? Remember I said that shit?
This is why y'all want y'all a whole new bitch. But look, as soon as I said something like that, you go into your bitch and program. Boop, 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 boop. Don't ever. These type of conversations are off limits for my bitch.
Right to the Wi-Fi. Let's update her. She needs an update.
This bitch tripping. This bitch talking about Jeter and his hoes in a negative way. In a negative light. Mm-mm. No.
Yeah.
We got to plug her up. We got to boot her down.
Yeah.
Update it. Reboot.
Yeah.
Power off.
Bring her back. Master reset her and everything. Get it right.
Master reset.
You got to stick your one finger in my belly button.
Yeah.
And then you got to hold my mouth closed, and that's how you do the hard
reset.
Reset
yeah,
like
get
the iPhone.
All that shit out of there. Can't ever hear no shit like that ever again.
You gotta troubleshoot your girl. That's just what's going on.
About to send her back.
My bitch is broken. Something wrong with my bitch now. I got the warranty. I only had it that long. She do a lot of good things, but her mouth.
Have a warranty on it?
Yeah, hell yeah, you do.
Yeah, those parts and shit, hell yeah. That bitch better come with a warranty.
Got to.
You can't just be buying broken bitches and just throwing it away. It'd be a whole curb full of bitches.
Yeah.
Like, on the side of the curb, picking up the trash.
You throw your bitch out. Damn.
You think they're recyclable?
No, I was thinking that go out with the bulk trash. Like, you got to do that.
We only get the bulk trash once a month. The bulk trash only come through our community like once a month, right?
Once a month.
You know, it just reminded me, that just pissed me off. I love living where I live in Orlando. But they give you the two trash cans when you move in. They give you one with the green top and the one with the blue top. Why the fuck is the one with the blue top recycled?
That's
that
weird.
Shit don't make sense.
That shit weird. I've always thought that. I was like, why is the blue? What? Like, it's backwards. You always think green is recycled, like, because that's the symbol. It's green.
Right.
But no, the blue one be the recycle. It throws everybody off.
Yeah, it's definitely like that in L.A.
Yeah. Yeah. L.A. is like that. It's crazy. Anywho, let's get to these hoops. The goddamn Warriors played today, AJ. You know, this nigga Brent, whole face lit up as soon as I said, let's get to these hoops. This nigga, boy, I tell you. He was nervous, AJ. Let me tell you, so the first half of the game, he was like, I knew we were going to lose this game. I already knew it. It's all good. It's fine. We knew we were going to lose this one. This nigga was in there worried. Then he said, well, when they started to come back, well, I mean, if there is a team that
I did,
you know,
I said all my stuff at the beginning. I said,
no,
I thought they would lose, but there is a team that can't come back. Like, if this was any other team, when they were down like 20 something, I said, this game is over. But since it's the Warriors, I'm still going to watch because it's the Warriors. And lo and behold, they came back.
Respect the Warriors for understanding their mistakes from last year.
Yeah.
They sent the nigga they didn't really need to try to take out Kawhi instead of a nigga that they needed, like Draymond used to do last year. Like, they don't really need him.
And you know what's so funny is Kawhi was like, oh, it wasn't intentional. And I guess on my snap, I know Zaza. I actually know, like, when I say know him, I played with him in Turkey. And Zaza's dirty. Zaza been dirty since I met Zaza when he was 16 years old. Zaza's dirty as fuck. Look how big his forehead is, dog.
Anytime
some shit kick off, Zaza go in forehead first at niggas. You ever notice that shit? Like, he want to slam his head into yours. He dirty. So a little piece of me is always going to feel like he did that on purpose.
Man, you can think,
I mean, because he did. Because he did.
Kawhi,
that's why you feel that
way.
Yeah,
Kawhi said he didn't feel like he was on purpose. And I don't know if he's just being a nice guy or not. But I was just like, I don't know.
Zaza is dirty.
He closed out in the nigga.
Dog,
room.
You know how you could close out and leave your leg, extend your leg out.
Zaza.
Dog, dirty Zaza.
He's not the most.
Zaza is dirty. And he knows that. And he intentionally flails his arms around, elbowing people. You ain't never seen this nigga Zaza just punching niggas in the pile, like on the floor. Don't act like you ain't never seen this shit. Zaza been doing this since he came to the. He was doing this shit.
Oh my God.
In Istanbul, nigga. That's how he got his reputation.
We all know that Zaza is not afraid of a headbutt or maybe an elbow.
Yeah.
But he's not. He ain't do that on purpose.
Yes, he did.
Zaza said, we down 20. I think if we take out Kawhi, we might have a shot.
Yeah. That was
sure as shit,
my nigga.
And then Kawhi left the court, and guess what happened?
They went ape shit. That's what happened.
Offense went dead.
I don't give a fuck what. If you get a Sixers 24-point lead with a quarter and a half left, they should win that game, bro.
The Sixers?
They was up 24 or 23.
You're acting like we not talking about the Spurs. I mean, you're talking about the Warriors, a team that fucking shoots the lights out of the ball. And you know how their third quarter is, Brent. We talk about that all the time.
Hey,
when the Warriors come out of the locker room, their third quarter.
Western Conference Finals.
Yeah.
You just beat the Rockets without Kawhi Leonard. You were up 24 points. 23, 24.
Let's not act like James Harden didn't go 2 for 11, goddamn.
Klay Thompson has 6 points.
Now everybody want to talk shit about James Harden.
No. The only thing I'm talking shit about
two
is the fact.
Ago,
no. Don't do me.
Ago,
don't do
James
me, AJ.
Harden. James Harden was the fucking second coming 2 weeks ago.
From who?
When he eliminated Russ.
From who?
Because he was.
From
he was,
who?
I say you.
Okay.
I say you.
Be
I'm
clear
talking about in general.
Oh, yeah. The people, in y'all,
general,
y'all listening.
Nigga, yeah. These niggas listening, everybody talk about, ooh, Russie was terrible in the fourth quarter. Guess what? James Harden was great in the fourth quarter. That's why James Harden should be MVP. 2 weeks later. Oh,
is that the SpongeBob 2 weeks later?
He's the worst. Yeah. 2 weeks later. Like shit. Everybody turned on this nigga that quick.
My nigga.
Just like I gotta get this off my chest. All you hating ass, instigating player, hating ass niggas out there that been talking shit about LaMarcus Aldridge for the past fucking 2 years.
I've been talking a little bit of shit. A little.
Know this. This nigga LaMarcus has averaged 6 less points and 3 less rebounds per game. However, in that same time frame, he has taken 6 less shots per game because he's in a more team-centric offense.
Right.
And his field goal percentage is actually much better than it was when he was in Portland.
Right.
But the difference is now it's not. In Portland, it was, is it LaMarcus's team? Is it
Lillard's
team? We don't really know. We just gonna let both these niggas do whatever the fuck they want. In San Antonio, it's A, clearly Kawhi's team.
Mm-hmm.
And then after it's Kawhi's team, it's LaMarcus still gotta play within the Pop system.
Right.
So everybody out there hating on my nigga LaMarcus talking about, oh, he's back. He's back. He's a bit, no, nigga, he never left. He just used his skills in the system he was in, and you've been player hating for 2 years. I'm done.
Okay, respect.
Well.
Okay, put it out there for
LaMarcus. Well, let me speak on the Harden thing. First of all, the only reason that I have any issues with Harden is because he only shot 11 shots. That's it. You go out shooting, my nigga. You put up Kobe numbers. You shoot that motherfucker like Kobe in that last game against Utah. You tried to get 60.
Yeah, that game.
Isn't that what Russie did though? And isn't that why people say Russie was selfish?
No. Russell.
Isn't that what happened?
No. We're talking about an elimination situation. We talking about a win or go home.
Yeah, he was getting eliminated. Russie was getting eliminated.
Russell got eliminated all season. He got eliminated all season.
Well,
all
playoffs,
season.
We talking specifically.
I'm talking about all season. This nigga was shooting all the balls,
all
my nigga.
What he did do all season was have a triple-double, though.
That's catfish. Mm. We've already established that, so
that's
knock
catfish.
It off.
Catfish. I've seen you say it.
Catfish.
It's not catfish.
AJ.
It's not at all.
AJ.
It's
catfish.
Not at all. It's not catfish. You, as a bowler, know.
You might actually be the only person.
The catfish,
this is the first person that I've ever heard argue that it's not catfish. You're the first person.
Yeah, and you're right. And I was also the first person that told you that fucking Mask Off was a fucking hit. And guess what? 2 months later, that shit went platinum and was the number one song in America. I also told you that Draco was a fucking hit. And guess what? That shit went gold. I also told you Future album Future was a fucking great album, and guess what? It's also went gold and will eventually go plat because it's fucking great. And I know what I say, and I say what I know.
Well, speaking as someone who has listened to both albums approximately 3 times, I don't give a fuck. Now let's get back to these hoops that I do give a fuck about.
It's all right. It's
just
all right.
Saying.
I had to get that off my.
Yeah, you get that off.
Chest.
That wasn't for
you
me. I already
saying.
Know that wasn't for me. You weren't talking
you
to me. You weren't talking to me. But back to these hoops. Russell Westbrook's triple double was catfish because the team was instructed to make sure that he got his rebounds.
Okay.
That's it. Moving on.
And Kobe, so, and the team wasn't instructed to let Kobe shoot 100 times.
It's
when he got
actually
got to
go in, though. It's actually got to go in the hoop. Like, when you get a rebound come, you can actually rebound and box everybody out and let it bounce one time and say, Russell, here, get that. See how that works?
Yeah.
That's not the same as a ball going into the hoop. You actually got to put it in there.
But what about the 31 points and 11 assists, though?
I feel like that could happen. That's valid. I feel like he could I don't have a problem with his numbers as far as points. And even the assists, I don't really care about a lot of go ahead, Brent.
I just want to ask AJ, do you really think, like, honestly, do you think Russell Westbrook should win the MVP?
He clearly does.
Without a doubt.
Clearly. I don't even know why you asked that question.
I'm going to ask you a question. Without Russell Westbrook on that team, do the Thunder win 30 games?
I don't know.
Who cares?
But this is what I'm saying. You can't use that. Like,
yeah,
he's one of the top. He's clearly one of the top
best players
five,
in the league.
Whatever number you want to put him as best player in the league. You have that player. Your team should go to the playoffs if
you're
on
should.
That team.
Yeah, you should. You're a weak ass nigga. You can't be one of the best players in the league.
He went to the playoffs. He did average a triple double. Great accomplishment, but so what? To me, I don't really care. Like, it's cool. He played with great effort all season. And he averaged 30 and 10 last year, probably with 8 rebounds. So he got three more rebounds
and game. 2 more assists. Big
and
fucking
now he's
whoop.
The MVP over LeBron, over Kawhi, who got second in the West and balled out of control. Like, Harden, even you might be not a Harden fan or whatever. I'm not the biggest Harden fan.
I love Harden.
But he put up 30 and 11 and I don't know how many boards, and his team was a 3 seed. So how
do you want to give a 6 seed a nigga that
got
3 more rebounds and 2 more assists on a team that they intentionally gave him the goddamn rebounds?
I ain't even going to say
I watched. I showed you.
His team was sorry as fuck. Just like LeBron should have won more MVP.
Then give goddamn. Give the nigga from Indiana the MVP then. Shit.
Who, Paul George?
Yeah, give it to Paul George then.
That's not a fair comparison.
His team was sorry and he made the playoffs.
The team was sorry and he made the fucking playoffs.
Because if Russell Westbrook wouldn't have shot all them goddamn balls and all that shit, he would have been a natural 8 seed like he should have been. But because he was out here goddamn going 1 speed the whole goddamn game and not passing the niggas curling off screens and shit, those are his fucking assists that matter. This nigga missing niggas coming off screens because he got 1 goddamn speed. Now y'all got me sound like I hate Westbrook, and I don't.
You do.
I don't.
You absolutely do.
I really don't.
But would you agree with this though, Mink? Should LeBron have won more MVPs his first time in Cleveland when he was carrying them sorry ass niggas to the playoffs?
I don't think that it can. You can't. The rules.
No.
I'm going by the. What do you want me to say? My opinion or the rules of the MVP? Because those are two different things. In my opinion, yes, yes.
Exactly.
But LeBron.
We're talking about a complete basketball player, though. When Russell Westbrook
LeBron
is not LeBron.
And against fucking Russell Westbrook's. Like, no. LeBron was losing to the Celtics that had a big three. Russell Westbrook just made it to the playoffs. Like, bro, he just made it and lost in the first round to
the
Rockets.
Swept.
No, didn't they win one?
No.
They won one.
Yeah, they did.
See, I forgot they even won one.
They won a game.
Damn shame.
But, I mean, he just made the playoff. Like,
I'm big fucking whoop.
I like Westbrook. Like, don't like Westbrook. But I'm not giving him MVP just because he got the best stats. Like, so what? He's a great player. They're going to go
to
the playoffs.
Those are just stats.
He should go to the playoffs.
Basketball.
But the MVP is A regular season award.
Yeah.
And B, niggas who have had bad first rounds or been kicked out in the first round have won MVP multiple times.
That's because they don't even announce. They should announce it at the end of the season, but they do that on purpose.
No. Go ahead. Are you
Dirk won MVP and then lost to an 8 seed in the first round.
No.
That's when they used to give the award out the right way.
I'm not saying he shouldn't get the MVP because he lost in the first round. I'm saying He was a 6 seed, bro. Like, it's
after all them wins that y'all calculated, he was still a 6
seed. Why is he more of an MVP than Kawhi Leonard?
Why? Tell me why.
Why is he more of an MVP than Isaiah Thomas? Because Isaiah Thomas was
clearly,
a 1 seed.
Hold on. You just said.
Okay, I'm listening.
That the Spurs didn't need Kawhi to beat the Rockets, right?
Yeah, they did. One game.
We're talking about one game.
But it was the playoffs, right?
Yeah.
So everything that happens in the playoffs matters more, correct?
No. This is a regular season MVP we're talking about. We're talking about a regular season MVP.
So you can't, okay. Well, then you can't say that he shouldn't go because of what happened to him against Harden in the playoffs and then say that.
I'm not saying he shouldn't get it because of that.
We're saying the outcome of the season. How is the outcome? The outcome was Isaiah Thomas was a 1 seed. Kawhi Leonard was a 2 seed. James Harden was a 3 seed. You already know what's up with LeBron. That's the real MVP of the league, but we're going to just act
and
like
you
he
can't,
not.
You can't
absolutely.
Use.
Absolutely he is, but he's not going to get it.
And you can't give
So give it to the one nigga that absolutely don't deserve it?
No, to say he don't deserve it is so disrespectful. This only been happened twice.
You know why it's only
happened
twice? Because it ain't supposed to fucking happen. Your point guard is not supposed to average 10 motherfucking rebounds. You know why? Because the niggas that you paying all the money down low is supposed to get the motherfucking rebounds. He's supposed to be waiting at the goddamn outlet for the ball.
I'm going to ask you this, AJ.
But he want to do something. But they want to sell tickets in Oklahoma because ain't nobody coming to the motherfucking games. Don't nobody give a fuck about the Thunder. So they want to sell tickets. This is a circus. It was a circus.
So the year before when he averaged 7 rebounds a game, that wasn't catfish?
No, it wasn't MVP, and neither is this year.
So I was going to ask you. That leads into this next question.
You can't say 10 rebounds is catfish, but 7 rebounds isn't.
I'm telling you exactly that 3 of his rebounds, I would say exactly 3 of them were given to him by Adams, who lost 3 rebounds this season, if you look at his stats.
I'm going to ask you, AJ, if Russell Westbrook, same scenario, Kevin Durant leaves, Russell Westbrook averaged 31 points, 11 assists, and 8 rebounds. Is he the MVP of the league?
Because of his sorry ass team that he took from the playoffs? Yes. Which is what I said from the beginning.
All right, niggas, whatever.
Oh, you got it. You got it, AJ. You got it, my nigga. You got it, my nigga.
A team of Payne, Oladipo, Adams.
I don't give a shit. This is
Adams.
They big three.
Adams, yeah, he hating.
Adams
hating.
Is just getting hyped.
He hating. They got so many. They can keep on saying they ain't got no squad.
We got Adams. You know, we got Cantor coming off the bench. We just saw
Cantor was
Oladipo,
hooping. They done cut.
Oladipo was coming off his best season of his career, and he come to the Thunder and regress.
And gets no balls.
I wonder why. and then nobody on their team can shoot, bro. No, it's because, and it might not just be Westbrook's fault. It could be that coach just said, hey, man, we just
they, it's
let
a circus. Like,
Westbrook
fuck it. Let him go ham. We're going to sell these tickets.
And the people going to watch.
He's going to get a triple. He's going to average a triple-double.
Maybe we can get our player an MVP, and it'd be a good story, even though Kevin Durant left. And
But what they really don't realize what they did is no one's coming now. No one. No. Who want to play with him now? Who?
Another player.
Who?
Another player?
Yes. Who's coming to Oklahoma seeing that this nigga not passing to nobody, want to get all the rebounds?
How can you say he's not passing to nobody with 11 assists a game?
That's what I was trying to explain to you. Those numbers don't mean shit to me, AJ. Listen to me. Do you ever see this nigga get fucking 10 assists in the first half and then don't pass in the whole second half? Like, bet, got my numbers. Like, nah, nigga, play basketball. If a nigga is open, pass the motherfucking ball. Simple. You're the point guard. You're the facilitator. Yeah, he can get his. But I'm saying like this. When you see a nigga curling off a screen, my nigga, you can't say I'm not passing it to him because I don't think he's a good enough shooter, dog. This is the NBA. Pass the nigga the ball.
But here's the problem. The same argument you're making right now about Russie is the same dumbass argument that niggas make about why LeBron didn't do enough in the finals when he averaged 40, 10, and 10, and they lost.
I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. I'm not weird, though. I'm sorry. I am actually a Westbrook fan. Let me tell you something. I am a shooter. I am a shooter, and what I can tell you being a shooter is this. There is something very, very important about rhythm. And if you got a nigga that's coming downhill one speed that want to just get to the hole, jump, and get his layup off, that is not a team I want to play on. I'm so sorry. I want my point guard to be pass first. Sorry. As a shooter. And he's not that. Now, is he entertaining? Fuck yes. I love watching. I'm watching. I'm hyping. I'm cheering. But he's not no MVP. I'm sorry. He don't look.
Okay, so realistically, if that's your expectation for a point guard, who do you like as a point guard that's a top point guard in the NBA? It's not Kyrie.
No, it's Kyrie's a scoring point guard. But yeah.
It's not, hold on. Let me finish. It's not Russie. It's not Dame. It's not Steph.
Wow.
It's not IT.
It's Wall.
It's really not John. I mean, you could say John Wall, but he gets 24 a game, so it's really not him either. Your favorite point guard in the league has to be Chris Paul, I guess?
No, I'm not saying my favorite. I'm just telling you that if I'm on the team, me, the shooter, my nigga, yes, give me Chris Paul, my nigga. Give me John Wall. I do not want Russell Westbrook. Sorry. Next. That's all I'm telling you.
None of those dudes you name play like Russell Westbrook, though.
All of them are shoot first point guard.
Granted, in the NBA, your point guard
is going to score.
Most of the time, it's a point guard driven league. Your point guard is a scorer, but none of those dudes play like Russell Westbrook.
None of them.
I'm just being honest. Russell Westbrook is on a different type of vibe with his
game.
My
nigga, he goes 100 miles an hour. To the hole, no one can stay in front of him. People be like, oh, but nobody can guard him. I know, because he's fast. He got no handle, low-key.
Nah, he got handle.
It's decent, but I'm talking about he's not mixing nobody up. So he's going,
he don't have to.
You know why it's important for your point guard to have a handle like that? Because you sometimes have to yank yourself out of a play you thought you was going to do when you see your shooting guard wide open.
That's not that he don't have handle. It's just that he.
Oh, no, it does. It's absolutely that. He can't stop once he goes. He's going.
What?
He's going.
I'm gonna send you a link, and I'm gonna at you on Twitter, and I'm gonna let you see this link of him grabbing niggas' ankles and holding them above his head.
Oh my God.
For you to just disrespect this nigga's hands.
I'm not. Let me be clear. I'm not saying this nigga's a bum. I'm not saying he's not a great point guard. He can't just do the basic. Yes. I'm saying nothing about him says to me that he's just out here mixing niggas up. His speed,
He had the best mix. Without a doubt,
he's fast.
The best mix of the year.
One play, right? I will put
you said you're a shooter,
Kyrie Irving right? highlight on, and you will never close your eyes. You won't even blink, my nigga. Don't talk about one play from a nigga. One play. Kyrie have 7 plays a game sometimes where I have to rewind it.
Yeah.
Because he got mixed.
Point guard, so he, you don't really no, like playing with him.
No. He wouldn't be my point guard. No, not if I'm the he's the two low key. He's not even a point guard. He's just listed as the point guard, but he's the two. We all know LeBron's a point guard, but
that is true.
I'm just saying, if I was picking a team, and if I was on a team and I'm the shooting guard, I'm
you
not picking.
You want to play with Ricky Rubio.
Right. That's what she wants. She wants the
you
ball.
Need, yeah,
AJ,
yeah. Give me the
AJ,
ball.
AJ,
you,
AJ, she
you
wants
Johnny
the ball.
Flynn, I get it.
Give me the ball, dog.
Nah, Johnny Flynn shot a lot. She want Ricky Rubio.
Give me Jason Kidd, dog. Give me Jason Kidd.
She want the Rock. That's
give
all.
Me Jason Kidd.
Yeah. It's
give me
all
Jason
right.
Kidd.
You want Dragic. I understand.
Yeah. just want nah, Dragic shoot the ball too.
Yeah, he do shoot a lot.
Ricky
nigga.
Rubio was
Rubio
your best
is
one.
My nigga. That's my nigga right there. That's the one. But anyways. Anyways, AJ, you know what?
Jose Calderon.
I'm done. So what's going to happen in this series if Kawhi ain't coming back? It's a sweep? Is that what this is?
It won't be a sweep because Pop is the GOAT, but is definitely not. If Kawhi don't come back, if it went to six games, it would shock the fuck out of me, to be honest.
I thought it was going six.
I mean, you said Aldridge was that nigga, though.
I said it was going six, Kawhi or
not. He is, but he is. Aldridge is not the nigga that's going to be. He's the nigga, but there's only one nigga.
He can't control the ball, yeah.
That can stand up to KD and Curry and Clay and Draymond. There's one nigga on earth that can do that. And he wore 23 in Cleveland.
That's true.
And so you seen the video the niggas posted where it looked like LeBron fighting Clay and Curry.
Yes.
And Draymond and KD. Yes.
Hey,
he's the only one.
We got to shout out the NBA, my nigga. These promos with Kendrick. This shit is lit. This shit is dope. The NFL's behind.
Like, the NBA got it.
They got it, my nigga. I be hype watching like just the promos for the games, everything. Like, this shit is dope. I feel like it's really like serious.
This is a cooler vibe.
It's a cool vibe.
Yeah,
NBA is a cool vibe.
That's all.
Flat out. I know you're a Wizards fan, AJ. So you got the Wiz beating the Celtics tomorrow?
Damn fucking right.
Is that your heart or is that your
I don't think with my brain when it's game seven. It's game seven, anything can happen. So I'm thinking heart only. You feel me?
Okay, so you won't put no money on that, is what you're saying.
Oh, I mean, on the air, no.
Oh, okay, cool. Just checking,
air,
my nigga.
No. Okay. But you wanna call me later, we can talk. But the first thing I got to do is I got to ask, hopefully this gets to him. Hey, Colin Cowherd, where you at, bro? Like, you've been silent as fuck.
Yo, right? I saw you tweeting him, dog. What happened? You got to update me because I missed it.
He's the number one John Wall hater in the world. Like, he's hated John Wall.
Yeah, what's the backstory?
Because when John Wall debuted as a rookie, he did the Dougie out to the fucking center court.
That's what he hated, though?
And he hated him since that because he said that this kid has it all wrong. He doesn't understand. He'll never be great. Blah, blah, blah.
Oh, my God.
This nigga, after the Celtics won game five, this nigga was beating that drum again about John Wall and shit. John Wall's not that good. I told you he's overrated, blah, blah, blah. That nigga John Wall bought out game six.
He got nothing.
Game six.
He got nothing.
This nigga has been on radio silence.
You know he can't. He's praying that they
win. If they win, listen. If they win tomorrow, I gotta add him now. I gotta start something with him. That'll get it going. I gotta say some old disrespectful shit though. I'm with it though.
Please do. Please do. Hey, and even though I will be the first to admit, unless LeBron gets injured, no matter who wins this game tomorrow, it's not going six. It's not. And I'm a Wizards fan. I hope we win one game in D.C. I will be proud if we win one game in D.C.
You don't
DC.
Think either one of them could take them six? I doubt
no,
it, too.
No, not one.
Yeah,
not one.
What if they
not
combine
one.
The teams?
What'd you
then
say?
Maybe they could go six.
What'd you say?
What if they combine the teams?
Yeah, you got to combine the two. If you combine the Wiz and the Celtics together and make one team, it'll go to seven probably.
Maybe.
And I also got
and we got we got Cleveland
to apologize to Bradley Beal. You know what I'm
saying? Oh, you shit, yo, AJ, you went in on him so bad last year. Like,
I did,
my
bro.
Nigga.
And the reason why is because as he was supposed to be getting the max contract, which I don't never hate when a nigga get your money. It's not that's not the issue. My thing has been if you're gonna pay him more than John Wall, and at the time he played less games and averaged less points than Dwayne Wade.
Yeah.
In 2016.
You had a big issue with that.
He was not.
I didn't understand how you could make that business decision. And that's also why I don't work in the front office of the NBA. Because clearly, these niggas saw some shit I ain't see. So,
he'd be hooping in
maybe,
practice.
Yeah, you know what? It was probably a situation where he felt comfortable now. Like, when you get your check, you might. Some niggas is relaxed and just bullshit. And some niggas be like, okay, let's go. You know?
And he damn sure went, for sure.
Yeah. I don't know, AJ. If Bradley Beal go like 6 for 20 this game.
You gonna be back on some fuck that nigga shit? Keep it real, Colin. Keep it real, Colin.
Hey, I'm gonna be honest. If he goes 6 for 20, if those 6 are 3s, I'm not tripping.
No, if he goes 0 for 5 from 3 and 6 for 20, you are off of him.
Yes, Sam. Absolutely.
Sam. Fuck it. Sam. Fuck it. Hey, keep it real, nigga. Keep it real. Shit.
He gotta earn it back. If he do that, if that is what you just said, he gotta earn it back, bro. I can't. In game 7, yeah, I can't rock with him for at least the off season for sure.
For sure. It's a training camp start, and you hear he cooking niggas early in preseason.
Yeah, yeah.
And you like, oh, yeah, okay.
When the summer league start back up,
Oh, man. Well, fellas.
Who you calling? Who you got? I know. I don't know why I'm even asking this question, because I know the answer. But who y'all got winning the ship, man?
You know this house is divided.
Yeah.
I know. As soon as I thought of the question, I realized it was dumb. Because Meek going to say Cavs, and Brent going to say the Warriors.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to say the Wizards, but I know I'm being ridiculous. So I'm going to just...
Hey, at least all three of us got a squad in. We good. We out here.
Yeah, that's true.
We out here, at least.
It's been a long time since I've had a squad in.
Me and Brent been every year. This is year 3 now, right?
Yeah.
Year 3. Fuck y'all.
We going back and forth. This is the brawl for it all. We both got one.
Yeah, this is the...
You know what? For real, I got to get this off my chest, too. Fuck this nigga Brent. This nigga Brent was a Sixers fan, and then he going to decide... when the greatest shooter of all time joins the Warriors, that he's a Warriors fan. I'm not letting that fly.
No, I gotta vouch for him. That's not
true.
You're
supposed to be trusting in the process, bro. That's what you're supposed to be doing,
trusting the process, man. He really is a Sixer fan on the low. Like, he really do be trying to watch the games. Like, he tried really hard. Just like with the Knicks. He was a Knicks fan this year. I felt so sorry for him.
I watch the Sixers. The Sixers are just frustrating, man. It's hard to be a fan of somebody that's not trying to win. Like, they're literally not trying to win. Like, they tried a little bit this year. And I called it. I said, they might win 20-something games.
And I laughed.
And they won 20-something games.
And I laughed. He said, trust the process.
All the years before this, they weren't even, like, trying to win. Like, it was just, like, you're just watching games. They're going to trade. Whoever's doing good, we're going to trade him next week. So don't even worry about it.
Oh, my God.
But I started watching the Warriors I've been liking the Warriors. And now it's like I'm a bandwagon. I liked them when they wasn't even going to the playoffs.
Yeah, he did. He really did. And it's funny because he does get called a bandwagon Warriors fan so much. And I literally watched him from Davidson watch Steph and be a Steph fan. And then straight to the league. Like,
he look like him. That's
his little brother.
Yeah, little brother. Bright.
Damn near white.
Hey, whatever.
Why you think I like Biggie over Tupac, even though Tupac went to high school in Baltimore?
Yo, they both look like Woodstock to me. Don't they?
Woodstock.
Hey, from the peanut game.
Yes. Them niggas look like Woodstock.
Damn, both you niggas yellow.
And little. And then their hair, like how curly it is at the top, like it just sit up there. That's cute.
Damn, she said both y'all look like Bart.
Man, so much disrespect for my wife.
Don't you dare, Brent, because you know what's so funny? People really think that I got jokes. Like, I'm on social media. I'm joking. I'm talking shit. You know, I'm disrespectful. People really don't know how much Brent joked me over here, though. Like, they don't even know. Like, people think
it's late right now. Do you got that Underground Railroad bonnet on right now or no?
She got it on. You called me. AJ, you definitely.
Oh my God!
You definitely lived with us for a while, so you know the routine. You know the routine. We had many a joke night.
My nigga, he called it an Underground Railroad, Bonnie.
I'm 1,000 miles away, and I knew you had the hair in trumpet ball, goddammit. I knew that.
Oh my God. AJ tried to snap me in my bonnet. You remember that? Yes. And I said, nigga, you don't got to sneak snap me. I snapped myself in my bonnet, dog. I'm proud of my bonnet.
She rocked the bonnet.
I wear it proudly. Proudly.
Oh, my God.
I ain't got nothing but a robe and a bonnet on all day today. I've been chilling. It's been the best day ever.
Of the bonnet. Mm-mm. That's quintessential Meek, is the late night bonnet.
It is.
Late night bonnet is lit. It's just, it's a rite of passage, I feel like, for all dope moms.
A bonnet?
Mm-hmm. All them dope moms look, always had a bonnet.
To look like Easter Sunday in 1864?
And they used to, and this is when they used to call a robe a duster.
Oh, my God.
Who remembers
back
that?
When they wore, back,
they
back
called it a duster.
Outside.
A duster. A duster. A duster. Give me the duster. That was what like a robe was called back in the day. I got on a duster.
A duster.
And a bonnet. It's all good. Man. It's all good. Well, AJ, I'm going to let you go, my nigga. This was fun.
Yeah. Unlike Brent, I got to go to fucking OTAs tomorrow. That piece of shit. I fucking hate Brent so much.
From the depths of his soul, he hates you because you don't have to go to OTAs, my nigga. And he put in his work, my nigga. This is year 12, my nigga.
I'm hip. But at the same time, fuck him.
Respect.
This shit is whack. This shit is. Everybody who plays in the league knows there's nothing more whack than OTAs. You don't gotta be there,
but you gotta be there. Yeah.
Son. So they told us tomorrow is Ryan Kerrigan's golf tournament, nigga. Just to talk about, before I go, to talk about, you know how the league do the most, like, unblatantly but blatantly disrespectful shit? They told us a month ago when we got here that Ryan Kerrigan's golf tournament was this Monday. So they're going to cut back the time that we're going to be in the building because we get there at 8 a.m., and we usually leave at noon during the first two phases. Yeah. He said, we're going to cut back the time of the building so you can make it to, you know, Kerrigan's golf tournament. My nigga, tomorrow, we usually get there at 8, we leave at 12. Tomorrow, we get there at 8, and we leave at 11:15.
They gave y'all a smooth 45 minutes, my nigga. A smooth one.
Hey, we're going to cut 45 off for y'all, all right?
They told y'all a month in advance that they was giving y'all a 45-minute break. That right there is if that ain't the NFL in a nutshell, ain't the NFL. I mean, y'all, they really do.
Until Thursday, they had told us that we weren't going to have meetings after the, we was going to be workout and get the roll. That's what they said, right? But somehow I look at the schedule. And it went from 8 o'clock workout to an 8 o'clock run to a 9 o'clock lift to a 10:30 meeting. And I said, wait, hold up.
That mean we not getting out.
Hold up.
That shit not adding up.
I turned into the motherfucking meme from The Hangover with Zach Galifianakis where all the numbers is in front of my face.
The math.
Like, this shit is not adding up.
Don't add up at all.
That is sick, my nigga. But you know what? You got to play the game.
Yeah.
You got to play the game, my nigga. You signed up. That don't mean we don't get to talk no shit, though.
Hopefully OTA on the way, you know what I'm saying? That should go.
Yes,
should go
my nigga. Tell my peoples about your song on iTunes, European. You know I'll be rocking your shit. We listen to you over here, though.
Yeah. You know, got my song European. It's on iTunes. You can look it up. You know, I got enough streams. It used to be you had to search my exact name and European to get my shit to come up. Now I done got so many streams, so many downloads. That you just put in European, that shit gonna come right the fuck up.
Sway.
Bro, put it in European, download it, listen to it. It's the lead single off my album, OTA. OTA drops September 1st. And OTA is, you know what I'm saying, a very, very, very dope album. I got a couple more songs that I'm gonna drop in the upcoming months leading to the album. The video for European just went live on my YouTube. So you can check that out on my YouTube channel. And it's very lit right now.
It's very lit.
It's going It's going very, very well right now, for sure.
You know what, AJ? So
hopefully I win Best New Artist at the Grammys and I'll never play football again.
Boom, boom. You know what, AJ? I have to say this to you because I was a little concerned that if I didn't like your music, that, you know, I wasn't going to lie. I was going to tell you the truth. And your feelings was going to get hurt. And I told Brent, I said, listen, if it's trash, I'm going to say it's trash, my nigga. Like, don't. That's just what it is. But I actually like your music.
Yeah, I was like, telling you it wasn't trash, man.
I was scared, my nigga. I was like, damn, because I'm going to tell him. And it's going to be rude, too. It's going to be like jokes coming at you, nigga, for trying to be a rapper, my nigga. But, dog, I think you got it. I think you might got it.
I think
it.
I do, too.
I think you got it, crazy? Dog.
This is crazy. So I got about 12 songs recorded right now. I got about 5 or 6 songs finalized. I got another 5 to 8 songs that I'm writing / recording that I'm going to get finished up. And album's going to be about, there's going to be about 20 tracks done, and I'm going to whittle it down into about anywhere from 11 to 15 tracks is going to make the album. And when I tell you, European Cranks, European's like a very dope song, and the video's crazy. It's me in Europe. So, like, doing everything that I said I was going to do in the song, it's like, it's crazy. And when I tell you European is probably, as of right now, might be the worst song on my album, it really very well might be the worst song on my album. It's just going to be crazy. It's just going to blow. I'm very excited. You should be excited as well.
Bet. Bet, my nigga. Well, good luck with everything, dog. Appreciate you. We're going to have you on again for show in the finals. We're going to do this again. Talk some more shit.
Yeah, especially when it's Wiz, Golden State. We definitely need to, you know what I'm saying, get back all of this shit.
I hope you got some pull at the goddamn stadium so we can get some tickets then. Shit.
Nigga, I do. If they make the finals, nigga, I'd rather die than not be at them games.
Bet, dog.